Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
News you can use. Connecting faith to life. It's Austin Hill in the Morning.
35 minutes past the hour. Good morning. It's Monday, and I'm honored to have you with us. I am Austin Hill. Great to be with you weekday mornings as we strive to be challenging and hopeful and helpful and informative all at the same time. Seems to be in the headlines each and every day. It really is the closure, or the narrowing anyway, of the doorway to religious liberty here in the United States of America. And frankly, it's my opinion that in the U.S., there's a lot of ambivalence about our religious liberties. Just doesn't seem to be at least much of an outcry, at least not a significant or sufficient outcry, to stave off the erosion of our Christian liberties. That said, in other parts of the world, specifically on the continent of Asia, it's a bit of a different story. Dr. David Aikman is an esteemed journalist. He's a professor of history at Patrick Henry College in Northern Virginia, and no stranger, indeed a great friend to us here on the Austin Hill in the Morning program. He has a new book out called Jesus in Beijing, How Christianity is Transforming China and Changing the Global Balance of Power. Whew. Wow. Dr. David Aikman, welcome back to the program. Good to talk to you.
Austin, thank you so much for having me on again.
Boy, it feels like the global balance of power is shifting beneath my feet. you called this one right, and it really is happening. Where do you start to present the transformation of China to American Christians?
Well, what you have to explain to American Christians is that China had a very small Christian presence before the communists came to power. In 1949, at the communist takeover, there were about 4 million Christians, Protestant and Catholic, put together. Now there are estimated to be at least 80 million, and by some accounts, perhaps as many as 135 million. So that is a 20-fold increase, while the population has only grown by 1.5 since 1949. It's grown by, say, 250%. So there's a huge growth of the Christian population in China relative to the whole population, and scares the daylights out of the communists, because the communists now have fewer party members than the leading Christians, and that's an amazing situation.
That really is. And it strikes me that this has happened in a relatively short period of time. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes, it is. I mean, the beginning of the revival actually started during the Cultural Revolution in the 1960s, when religion was absolutely stamped out in every form, Christian, Taoist, Muslim, Buddhist, and so on. But it grew up underground in the Cultural Revolution. And then a big leap happened at the beginning of the 1980s, when China was emerging from Maoist communist economics and developing its open door policy with much more significant freedoms than previously. Christians absolutely rocketed in evangelism across the country, and within a few years had developed into multiple networks of house church groups, sometimes called underground Christians, all across the country.
Yeah, very interesting. Dr. David Aikman, his book is he's written many of them. The one we're talking about now is Jesus in Beijing, How Christianity is Transforming China and Changing the Balance of Power. So we have this emergence of the Christian church and the body of Christ, underground as it may be at times. There's an increasing portion of this huge nation that is comprised of Christians. What has this done to the country of China, its functionality, its prosperity, all of the things that we care about?
Well, first of all, the growth of China's prosperity has been largely based on cities with large numbers of Chinese Christians in them. For example, the city of Wenzhou on the east coast of China, south of Shanghai, sometimes called China's Jerusalem, has been an absolute leader in enterprise and marketing and exports. And that's largely because the Christians there had enough freedom to really get into trade and enterprise. So where the Christians have been allowed a lot of freedom, they have done great good for the country. The other thing that's happened is Christianity has grown so much that there are cities in China which have what you might call underground networks of mutual help Christians. For example, you're a mother in the city of Xi'an, let's say, towards China's west, and your daughter has a particular illness that the regular doctors just don't seem to be able to cope with. But you have a friend who is also a Christian. He is a neurologist at some other hospital, and you make the connections. And a lot of these sort of background healthcare operations in China work through Christian connections, and that's a very positive thing.
Indeed it is. David Akerman, how much of a role has the United States of America played in this, I don't want to overstate it, but it seems like somewhat of a Christian transformation of China? And I ask that question recognizing that when I was a very small child, and I think you probably remember this as a journalist, one of our former U.S. presidents, Richard Nixon, fell under harsh scrutiny and was called crazy because he established diplomatic ties with the nation of China, a communist country. And a lot of Americans said, right. Oh, you know, we don't want to talk with them. And then much later in the 1990s, President Bill Clinton sought and pursued and got approval of Congress to establish a most favored nation trading status with China. And I think it's safe to say that both presidents said, hey, the more we do business with China, the better off we all are, and the country will be transformed. I think that argument has merit, but what are your thoughts? Has the U.S. played a role in this?
Well, that argument does have merit, Austin. There's no doubt that if we have good relations, especially good trade relations with China, it's good for both of our countries. They need us, and we need them, rather like two punch-drunk fighters boxing in the ring. But
okay.
The assumption that just because China is becoming rich, it's becoming more democratic, is mistaken. In fact, China has recently become much more authoritarian and has done much more persecution of Christians, destroying churches, taking crosses off buildings, really trying to lower the profile of Christians in the Chinese society. And that has all happened even as China's trade has continued to snowball with the United States and with the rest of the world. So more trade doesn't necessarily mean a pathway to democracy, and that is what we have to take care of.
All right. David Akerman, Dr. David Akerman, he's a professor of history at Patrick Henry College in Virginia. His book, Jesus in Beijing, How Christianity is Transforming China and Changing the Global Balance of Power. That's what we're talking about. We'll continue with Dr. Akerman in just moments and discuss how this is happening on a very interesting timeline for the United States of America. I'll explain, and we'll get Dr. Akerman's thoughts on this as we continue. 45 past the hour from Faith Radio. This is the Austin Hill in the Morning program.
Back to Austin Hill in the Morning. Questions or comments for the show? You can leave them on our show page at myfaithradio.com.
It's 47 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. It's Monday. I am Austin Hill. Our great friend, Dr. David Akerman, professor of history at Patrick Henry College in the state of Virginia. His book is entitled Jesus in Beijing, How Christianity is Transforming China and Changing the Global Balance of Power. David, I want to ask you about the global balance of power here in just a few moments, but let me get back to the questioning with this. it strikes me that China is in varying ways and maybe in fits and starts, but nonetheless is opening up to the Christian gospel and embracing Christians, allowing for religious liberty in ways that it never has before. Kind of on the same timeline that the United States of America seems to be closing the door on religious liberty in ways that it never has before. Would you agree with that assessment? And if so, what do you make of that correlation? Or are they necessarily correlated?
Well, I think they are indeed correlated, because America seems to be pursuing the line that Europe took many years ago, starting the secularization and the marginalization of the Christian faith. And that has reached a very high stage of churches being emptied in Europe and people becoming atheists and so forth. China, by contrast, has begun or has been quite a long time on a process of disillusionment with Marxism and with the thought of Chairman Mao and the tyranny of the Communist Party. And the Christians of China have been a very, very good element in the de-communization of China. You don't find, I mean, I lived in China 2 years in the 1980s, years ago, and I kept trying to find communists. I couldn't find them. I could find members of the Communist Party, but I couldn't find anybody who believed in communism. And generally, the Chinese don't. And of course, the economic structure is completely rejecting of state socialism. But the challenge in the United States is we are taking the pathway that China originally traveled intellectually in order to come to communism. And this is not, I think, in a nice direction at all. I think our country is seriously endangered in terms of political freedom by the sorts of pressure that the governments, the local, state, federal governments are putting on the free expression of Christian convictions. I think this is a very worrying trend.
And yet, Americans, for the most part, and I don't buy into this. I know you don't either. I think we're minorities in that regard. I'm a small portion of the population that thinks this is a bad idea. Seems like a majority of Americans do embrace this. They say, yes, government needs to provide for our most intimate financial needs. The government needs to control speech. The government should make sure that churches and religion don't get too out of control, whatever that means. I mean, by and large, those seem to be very popular ideas in our country today. Would you agree with that?
I would agree, and I think it's an absolute disaster, because the founders of the American Republic understood that political freedom absolutely starts with freedom of conscience, which means freedom of religion. All the founders understood, Thomas Jefferson included, who was quite a secular man, that if you put any restrictions on freedom of religion, you endanger the entire corpus of political freedom in the country. And I've written about this in my book, The Delusion of Disbelief. Mm-hmm. So it's a very dangerous trend that we are going through.
David Aikman, we're talking about his book, Jesus in Beijing. David, you say that Christianity is changing the global balance of power. What does that mean for the United States of America?
Well, my postulation was, and I wrote the original edition of the book more than 10 years ago, is that the infiltration of Christians into China's political system will change Chinese attitudes on foreign relations. For example, Chinese Christians are overwhelmingly supportive of Israel, and they don't support any of the Muslim Islamic attempts to suppress Israel. So you are getting Chinese diplomats now who are Christian believers. You are getting some members of the Communist Party who secretly are Christian believers, and they may have an inclination in this way. And Christians also in China tend to be supportive of the United States, and they want good relations with this country. And that is a very good thing. So China is emerging as the world's preeminent superpower, challenged, of course, by the United States and to a lesser degree by Russia. And if China emerged into the role of the solid basis of freedom diplomatically and politically throughout the world, a role that the United States has played since World War II, this would be a very good thing. I would compare the analogy with the decline of the British Empire, which kept order and kept religious freedom alive in many parts of the world, being taken over or being replaced by the rise of the American superpower status that preserved freedom all over the world in the face of serious threats to it.
Mm-hmm. Is there any danger or any threat to the United States of America with the so-called rise of China?
Well, indeed there is, because if the bad guys took over in China, I mean, if the really militant nationalists took power and they rejected any kind of compromise with the United States or any kind of diplomatic normality, then you could have an expansionist China gobbling up first most of East Asia and then extending its influence malignly to much of the rest of the world. This would be a very bad thing, and we need to pray against that. Pray for people of Christian conviction to come to power in the Chinese political establishment.
Hmm. Very, very interesting. And what to do with our own country in the midst of all of this, David Akeman? We're on a very destructive course, and doesn't seem to be the will to change that. What's a thoughtful Christian to do at such a time as this, in your view?
Well, a thoughtful Christian has to take the step of trying to separate his Christian conviction somewhat from his political conviction. I mean, evangelical Christians in this country have tended to support the Republican Party, and there's nothing wrong with it. But there is a danger of identifying Christianity with any particular political party, which weakens Christianity and weakens the church. I mean, in Germany in the 1930s, Hitler managed to co-opt the Protestant Christian Church in a very dangerous way, and we certainly want to avoid that. And we want to present the Christian faith as a shining challenge to living a good, righteous, and just life for the rest of the population, and we don't want to attach it to any political labels.
David Akeman, his book, Jesus in Beijing, How Christianity is Transforming China and Changing the Global Balance of Power. Aaron, do we have time to get to the caller? Shall we? Okay, very good. David Akeman, we have a caller on the line, wants to weigh in. Are we prepared for that, or maybe not so much? Okay, caller dropped. Well, be that as it may, I will have info for you on the book Jesus in Beijing and, of course, Dr. Akeman himself on our network website at myfaithradio.com. David, thanks, as always, for your insightful comments. We appreciate your wisdom as we find ourselves in some very, very tumultuous and interesting and exciting times all at the same time. Good to talk to you. We'll look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you so much.
Good to be with you. 56 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Final few moments on the way. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.